be on Daf Samachayim Ad Aleph. We have had a machloikis between Rav Yehuda and Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. What is the halacha if a person is mekadish be'eid echad and shneim oidim? That means the husband and the wife, and there's an eid echad that witnessed the kedushin, and then later the eid echad relates it, and also the ma'amidah today the eid echad. Is it a kedushin? Yes or no? So Rav Yehuda did not know. Ein, the loy, the rafia biyodai, sometimes he held it is a good kedushin, sometimes that it's not a good kedushin. He was very unclear in this inyan. But Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel said with a behiris, with a klarkeit, ein chayshish in the kedusha, vafilu shneim oidim. So now, let us go to where we're up to. Eisvei, this is around 8 lines from the bottom. 7 lines from the bottom. Eisvei. A megaresh es ishtoi, v'lo ne'imoi bepundiki. A person gave his wife a get. V'lo ne'imoi bepundiki, and she was together with him in a pundiki. Beishamei oimrim, eino tzricha imenu get sheini. Beishamei hold, he doesn't have to give her a new get. There is no mokim to be chaya, she remarried her. Beisil loimrim tzricha imenu get sheini. Beisil says, she needs a get. I'm Chayish, he remarried her. So the Gemara asks, Eichidami, what is the case talking about? Ideike Eidim, if there's two Eidim that saw that he was Baal Ha Lashem Kedushin, Mai Tamayu de Beishamah. So what's Beishamah? Ain't it Sich Menuge? Videleka Eidim, if there's no two Eidim, so if he was Baal Ha, Mai Tamayu de Beishilu? Elalav be'eid echad. Speaking about that there was an eid, there was an eid that said that he was Baal Ha. Let us see what Rashi says. V'lo ne'imoy bepundiki v'afilu la'achazman, lavdavke right after the Gerishin, idike eidim d'niskatsha bebiya. So what's the svara be'shama? Elalav be'eid echad u'shneyem oidim. So the Achronim ask a Meiridike Kasha. So how are now? So Rava asked Akasha and Rav Nachman. You Rav Nachman said a Mekadosh Beid Echad Ein Choshesh in Lekedushin. That's what you said. It's nothing. Here we have a Machlokes Beishamay and Beishilul that someone was boil Bifnei Eid Echad and they made it him. And here Beishilul says it's a good Kedushin. So how could one ever have a minute that that's the story over here? If the machloikis Beisham Beisila is, if an Eid Echad is Nemon to say there was Kedushin, so why do you have to talk about a whole scenario, the Garish Asishtoi, Bloniine Bepundike, against a Maisa, which is Loimalo Loimayrid, the Ikenakud is there's an Eid Echad that saw Kedushin, so talk, Retzim Zach, an Eid Echad, a person gave an Isha Pruta, Bifnei Eid Echad, Beisham Beimrim, Ainu Mekadesh, Beisil Aimri Mekadeshes. How does this come in? It's a pella. So, the Chazanish wants to say, perhaps I don't understand the whole Chazanish, but the way I understand it, it's as follows. Chazanish said, the Gemara understood, that it's speaking about that there are two Eidim on the stire, v'lone imoy bepundike. We know the two Eidim that saw them go into a pundike together, and there's one Eid that said he saw that he was Boyala. That's the story over here. That's the story. And so it comes out like this, just like by a soite, if there's two Eidim on stire, and one Eid on tume, he's Nemon, Lasra, you're not mashi, you're not choice. So the same thing, we have a raglayim ledova, there was stira, and it was a raglayim ledova that something's happening over here, and an eid echad says, niskacha. So an eid echad is believed with a raglayim ledova. An eid echad is believed with a raglayim ledova. So what's the kasha? So the kasha is, dachsach mir, Rav Nachman said, a mekadish beidechad ein choishish in lekdushin, period. Now, how can you say a blank statement? Al koponim, in such a case where there's a raglaim ledova, there's a machlikus b'sham esilu. Don't say ein chayshish and l'gdushin. It matters when and where. And perhaps we could be moisif. We had mentioned yesterday that Rashi says that the mekayer, the mekadish by dechot, should be chayshish and l'gdushin. Learn that from Shmuel. Just like we shmu a day dechot is nemen kolzman yinan makrish day day is a din of shnayim. So, who a din mekadish a dechot? So we were ma'oirer an Rashi, the machloikis a rishonim, if a day dechot will be meyed, a day dechot will say he saw a Reuven ganved from Shimon. Shimon knows nothing about it. He just came the next day in the house, he saw a ganved brought in. But a day dechot will say, I saw a Reuven broke into your house. So the machlekes Rashi and Taisus and Bob Metzia. Taisus says, "Hey, dechad nem bisurim. Hey, dechad is kamlish bur. So you have. So the say dechad keep him mechayiv the gan of Ashur. For Rashi and Bob Metzia would seem Rashi and Chumash would seem you need a taina of the teveya also. In such a case, and dechad is not mechayiv Ashur. You need his teveya that the bailam is the teveya is teveya from him." And then we have Mistama Oichochein Odom Teveim Kein Yeshloi, and then this Enei Decho that says he takulen from him. Then, so it could be you need by Shvua also Araglaim Ledova. We're learning out from Shvua, so it could be Adarabe. Rashi Leshitosoi, Shvua is not Enei Decho, Enei Decho is Nemo with Araglaim Ledova. Yevatvi of the Baldova, in Odom Teveim Kein Yeshloi, Enei Decho says also. Then we believe in Eidechot. So it could very well be, that's what the Gemara means. So over here we have a Raglaim Ledova, we have, there was a Stira, and now the Eidechot says there was a Bila L'Shem Kedush, a Raglaim Ledova, that Al Kaponim, Mistoma, something did happen. So we believe in Eidechot. And Zakash Rav Nachman. Will it time make? So Rav Nachman answered Rabbi. So Rav Nachman answered Rabbi, will it time make? Aim a sefer. So according to you, that's a Yulanim shot. It says in the sefer, Moidim, that Beis Hillel is Moidim to Beis Shammai bin Isgarshim in Ha'erison. If this, Amagarish is Ishtoi, if there was Misgarshim in Ha'erison, She'ain Tzricha Himenu Get Sheini. So she doesn't need a get. Mipnei she'ein liboy gasbo, because he's not close with her. V'salke daitoch eidechot mehemon mali min ha'eris and mali min ha'nisun. If the way you're saying that it works with an emonis of an eidechot, that's what you're saying. So how do you lem shot in the sefer of the Mishnah? The Beis Hillel holds, if it's nisgash min ha'eris and she knows she doesn't need a get. Mali min eiris and mali min anisui. That was Rav Nachman's kasha and Rav. He asked me a kasha from the Reish, you don't look at the sefer. The sefer you see klo, your pshat is not the right pshat. So the Chazanish says, the way he said pshat is, Rav is not gefelach. Maybe Rav Nachman didn't like it, but Rav is not gefelach. Rav held, fakert, we're talking about an eidechad with a raglaim ledova. So that means you need a raglaim ledova. So Rav held nisgar shemin eiris, and these two people were never together in their life. He's in Arus, so he gave her a get. So that it's not liboy gasba. So memele, so then Beis Hillel is also moide, that a filo there was a yichud, that's not a raglaim ledova to believe the eidecha that there was a beer. That means you need a raglaim ledova, and nisgar shemin eiris, and there's no raglaim ledova. Aye, they went in together to buy yourself all the Mashachat. Okay, but Rav held, I can understand that's not a raglaim. Need a raglaim would have lived by Gaspar. Oh, it's there was lived by Gaspar, there was Nesuin already. And then he gave her a get, and then they come together, and that, so that's also Golnish. You need Eidem and Kedusha. And then an Eidechat said there was a Biel, a Shem Kedusha. Oh, that's a raglaim would have. But they said, so Rav wasn't, that's what Chazanish wants to say, according to his Pshat, Rav wasn't spoiled so much from Rav Nachman's kasha, But Rav Nachman held that's enough of a raglaim with the bolsa. That's the shakla b'taya. I mean, he wants a shlaga prova. He says, according to you, this should be a sufficient raglaim with the filu nizgar shmineiris. So the kids of Rav Nachman doesn't like his pshat. Hello. So Rav Nachman says, talking about a whole different case. Hochemayiskine. It's not talking about your case. It's talking about, forget the words, that's all what we know. That's what it says, and that's what we know. To Eidim Ameyid, that was Lon Imei Bepundike. And there was Eidim Yichud Lek Eidim Biyit. Beisham Yisavri, Lo Yamrinin, Hein Hein Eidim Yichud, Hein Eidim Biyit, that this should be sufficient. This is a sufficient Birur and Kedushin, because if we have Eidim and Yichud, we can assume there was Biyit also. Beisilosav, Amrinin, Hein Hein Eidim Yichud, Hein Eidim Biyit. Umoidim Vadai. Wenn es gar sche min eiresen, kolem rinne nein 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 die ich dein nein nein der bi mensch im bi nei schein li bei gas war. Forget that shot is nothing to do that mich rein nei da hat. Der machleik is bei shame in bisil is if there was like is bei shame in bisil is if there were to aid them that were if there were to aid them that were made there were to aid them that were made, then Yichud, is that considered Eidus and Kedushin? Is that sufficient Eidus and Kedushin? Yes or no? Omrin en hein en eide Yichud, misharua shen is yacht ha imoi, ein tzorech lo hoid ala bi, it is not necessary to keep the libay gaspo, marzakinon, oi, so we can assume, becheska shabol el shem Kedushin, I assume this whole thing, there was nizgarsho, and then, And there was Yichud, I could assume. So this is enough of Eidim Lekiyume. Fine. Zog to Gemara weiter. Om HaRav Yitzhak Bar Shmur Bar Marto Mishmei Derab. HaMekadish Beidecho Den Choshin Lekdusha Vafilu Shnei Moidim. Fine. So before we had Rav Nachman Om HaShmur held Den Choshin Lekdusha. Now we had Beshem Rav, also Yolzak Shmuel and Choshe Shilakdush. Omar Rabba Baravuna Mekadosh Be'edechod. Rabba Baravuna said Mekadosh Be'edechod. Be'edina Rabba Omri and Choshe Shilakdush. The great peasant said in Choshe Shilakdush, Man Be'edina Rabba Rav. That's the peasant of Rav said in Choshe Shilakdush. Vika da Amri, others say the statement was said a little differently. Omar Rabba Baravuna. Omar Rav, HaMekadosh Be'edechon Be'edin HaRabba Omri En Choshen L'Kedushin, that Rav said, the great peasant holds En Choshen L'Kedushin, Man Be'edin HaRabba, Rebbe. Fine. Okay, so we have now that Rav and Shmuel hold that HaMekadosh Be'edechon En Choshen L'Kedushin. Mosiv Rav Achadvoy, Barami, Shnayim Shebo Mimdinas Hayom, Amor de Kemaisa. Two men come, Mimdinas Hayom. Ve'isha imohem, and there is a woman with them. Ve'chavilo imohem, and there's a big package of schoire also there. And we don't know who, what, and when, what they are. So now we have here conflicting statements. Ze oimer, one the woman says, Zu ishti, this is my wife. Ve'ze abdi, the other one is my abbot. That means he just informing everyone everything mir. This is my wife, I mean Shidushu, this is my Evet Knani, and this is my Chavila. Bizarimer in Shimon says, I wish to disagree with you wholeheartedly, Zu Ishti, this is my wife, Bizar Avdi in Yidruven is my Evet, Bizu Chavilosi. The Isha Imeris, and the Isha says, Eilu Shnei Avodai, these two are, I'm not married to any of them, Eilu Shnei Avodai. The chavila shalim, it's my chavila. No. You need chachma shleima over here to such a shayla. Finished. So it says, tzricha shnei gitin v'goyveg subosa min ha-chavila. So the loch is, she needs to gitin. Which is very schwer. Why does she need to gitin? I mean, we hear in the Mishnah, if a person says kidashticha, V'hi yoymeres loy kidashtani, so she doesn't need a get. You said you married me, you also the koi voice I'll shav you nav shechticha di surah, but I'm makrish you that I never get married to you, it's finished, I don't need a get. And here it says, it's a very interesting statement, two statements, there's a need of two gittin, v'goy v'ksubosa minachabiru. So let's see what Rashi says. So far, v'ike damri, the rabbi mishmei, the rabbi omro, my kori rav, beidin, the rabbi rabbi. Tzricha shnei gittin, kasal kedaitach, kedei latir oli nosa, in order that she should be muta to get married, she needs to give. V'goy v'ksubosa minachabiru. And she can be goyve the ksube minachabila mimonushech. So here Rashi says mimonushech. That means as follows. This mimonushech is a very important word. That means she says like this. If Reuven is right, Reuven gave me a get, so he owes me a ksube from the chabila. If Shimon is right, and Shimon gave me a get, so he owes me the ksube from the chabila. If these two are liars and I'm right, so the whole chavila belongs to me. So memele, so after two gittin, she gets al kaponim kineged ksubasa mimonevshech. The kineged ksubasa belongs to her from the chavila. That's the mimonevshech that Rashi is saying. Bahamoisa, and what'll be the, let's say the ksubis masayim zuz, and now there's a shaila, the chavila's worth, 500 zuz. So what's with the extra 300 zuz? Vamoisa mutl besofik. Say besofik and this 300 zuz who it belongs to? At Yovei Elio. So that's what the Bnei Yeshua says, because Rashi Shita is in the beginning of Bar Metzia, Badei Ramai, you don't say Yechloiko, so I'll call upon him. So the 300 zuz will be Emunach at Yovei Elio. Okay, so this is a very interesting halacha. So we have to first understand what's happening. She needs a get from this one, she needs a get from this one. It doesn't make sense. If we will assume that the whole thing is because of the three statements that were said, she doesn't need a get at all. So how do we understand this? Hey chidomi, ide islei sadi lahai, the islei sadi lahai. So the Gemara asks as follows. If it is speaking about that Reuven has two Edim, I was there by the Kedushin, Reuven married Rachel. I'm telling you. V'islei sadi lahai, Shimon brings two Edim, that also say they were there by the Kedushin. It wasn't Reuven that married her, it was Shimon that married her. And let us just say for 1 minute, this is how the Ritva speaks out, and it's also speaking about the Chavila. The two Edim of Reuven say the Chavila belongs to Reuven. The two Edim of Shimon say the Chavila belongs to Shimon. And you have two Edim that what? That she's married, either to Reuven or to Shimon. That's all we have. Frag the Gemara, if that's the story, mi motza omro elu shnei avodai b'chavila shali. If that's the story, that two Edim say that the Chavila is Reuven's, two Edim say the Chavila is Shimon. And the two Edom also say she's married to Reuven or to Shimon. So Memele. So that's what she needs to get from both of them. So what is she saying? She's saying Chavila Shalib. I mean, how could the Chavila Shalib be? Now let us see what Rashi says. Zakt Rashi, Ide Islei Sadi Lahai, Sha'om Abba Faneinu Kitcho. They say we saw he was Mekadisha. Ve Islei Sadi Nami Lahai. Bimotza Omri, the Tehevi Moisa Haksube Shala Vishalahen Bisofik. Now let us first say what Rashi is saying. Rashi is saying that if you have two Edim saying that the Chavila belongs to Reuven, two Edim that are saying that the Chavila belongs to Shimon, so Afal Gav, that there's a Hakhoshe between these two Edim, but there's a common agreement. It doesn't belong to her. That means I hear from the two kitas of Edim, there's an internal conflict who Lamaisa belongs to, but not to her. They both agree it doesn't belong to her. So Mamela, if it doesn't belong to her, so Mamela, so why is the halacha that the Moisa of the Ksube, so it's a sofik on all three? Good, we say Emunachat Shavileo. That's the psak, but she's zicha out of the parsha because I hear from Tuki to say them it's not hers. That's the pashtus and loshon of Rashi. Now, be'emison, Who said that the Maisa Chavila is a suffix on all three? Rashi said it before. Rashi was just telling us that that's pshat about. So the kash is not so sure. Maybe she gets the ksuba, and then the Maisa Chavila is these two. The Rashi is Moiridus. Where did Rashi? I mean, well, Rashi said it before, innocently, but where does it say that Taka that there's a suffix on her also? Okay, but that's what Rashi says. The Ritva wants to say that the kash is another kash, not in the Moisa Chavila, because I'm talking about Moisa Chavila. I mean, whoever mentioned Moisa Chavila, maybe. The Ritva says the kash is on the ksuba. The only way she can get a ksuba is with a mamonoshech, because we have to understand a Moisa Likazach. Reuven said he married her. So there's a dos madin, he owes her a ksuba. When he gives her a get, there's a dos madin, he owes her a ksuba. But she said, I never got married to you. And a male that says Dos Maldin, that he doesn't know where Aksuba. The same Shpilachul we have with Shimon. Shimon is Maida Oyu Aksuba. She says, I Maida not Oyu Aksuba. So Lachaira Tzaido Keneged Aido. So Lachaira, how does she get Aksuba? Who is she to get Aksuba? Man, you are Maida that it does. No, we're going with Amamanushech. Look. You know why I'm taking it? Because the Chavila is mine. But the minute that if it's speaking about there are two Edom that say that it's not yours, so Memele, so how do you get a Ksuba? That's how the Ritva says. The Gemara's Kash is not on the Maisa Ksuba. The Gemara's Kash is on the Ksuba alone. You are Maide, Reuven doesn't know you are Ksuba. You are Maide that Shimon doesn't know you are Ksuba. So you have no right to the Chavila. You say it's your Chavila on Shuldig. That there are two Edom and say it's not your Chavila. So Memele, so this can't be the case in the Gemara. Frek the Rashba, he blies by a tzorich here. Listen, we're making cases to try to figure out the halacha. She also has to aid them. Let's say that it's a chavila. I mean, you made a case that Reuven has aid them, and she also has aid them. So we have a big mishmash over here, so what's your problem? Okay, the Rashba blies by a kasha, so we'll go in his footsteps. Anyway, so Avokaponim, the Gemara somehow held that we can't say that's the case. So what is the case? Elolav be'edechot. Oh, now the Gemara somehow got better. There's an edechot that says that Reuven was Makadisha Befonov, and the Chavila belongs to Reuven. Edechot that says that the Chavila belongs to Shimon, who's Makadish Befonov. That's why there's two Gittin, two Ksubis. Let's see what Rashi says. Zut Rashi, Hel olav beidecho, l'chol echot, u'shma mino, d'afilu eino moide tzricha gen. So now, the Gemara is saying, that's the Ritas Lashon of Rashi, that means, from this Raisa, we see, till now, we were only clearing a Shaila, if an Eidechot, and he and her Amoide, is it a Kedushin, is it not a Kedushin? That's what we held till now. But if one is Makrish, we didn't hold al kaponim that she should be also. Here it says faket. Here it says that Reuven is an eidechot, and you have here Reuven's taina plus the eidechot, and she needs a get. Oh, so we see even more than we were dreaming on before. That as long as one of the balei dvorim is made to the, maybe that makes a raglayim mudavach, right? So you have the husband and an eidechot. And they say that Rachel is married to Reuven. That's enough that she needs to get ready. So forget, we so you see this more than even we were chalaming from. That's pshat. So let's go back to the Gemara and show it. If we're speaking about that there's one Eid Echad Bakhoshe Mimehemon, and in echot bakroshe mi mehemot. The ikor chat sade de makrishloi. מי מהם אפילו לא מכחש אולי איהי, לכה למען דאמר ואין האחד בו, אלא לשבוע והוכי שבוע לא ישייך. Now, the beginning of Rashi and the end of Rashi is unclear, but let's go half at a time. The Bach is a different Gersa, but let's not say the Gersa is a Bach. Let us say the way it says, and the Shach brings down two Gersa, is an Rashi, and let's learn our Gersa. Eidechot Bakroshe, the Ika Chatzavi, the Makreshle. The Gemara is asking Akasha, I feel you'll say, that an Eidechot can make Kedusha. And I feel you'll say that an Eidechot together with the Baal is Nemon Kineged Isha. I'll buy that all. That I could say. But there's a second aid that is being Soiserim. The second aid is saying, and Shuldik, she's not married to Reuben, she's married to Shimon. So Eidechot Bakrosh Adike Chatzadi, the Makrish Lei, Mi Mehemet. Afilu le makrish le'i, afilu she wouldn't be makrish. That means if you afilu she wouldn't be makrish. But if you have an eidechot bakroshe, so it's nothing. It's one cancels out the other. Afilu makrish le'i, leka leman da'oma. That it should help. The ein eichot bo elo lishvue. You have to know what Rashi is saying over here now. I mean, perhaps we would say, yes, is that the Shailas were talking about the Chavila. Because it's an Eidechot Makroshe. I mean, that was some of the reason of the Akimta of the Gemara. The second half of Rashi is unclear. From the Pnei Yeshua, he seems to say that how did the Gemara know Eidechot Makroshe Lavklum? So because he said, because the Rai is from Shvua. The din is an Eda Messiah, Patas from a Shvua. So that means if there's one aid that says you owe money, and the other aid says you're Potter from the money, it's Eda Messiah, Patas. So I think the Bnei Yeshua means, so we see from the Loch of Eda Messiah, that aid connected aid is Lav Klum. There's nothing. Just looks like there's no shvuah, there shouldn't be any nemonis on the kedushin. But al kaponim, it's the end half, the second half of Rashi is unclear. But al kaponim, that's the Gemara's kash is, why does she need a get if they lechot bakrosh shel avklum? So what's pshat? Ela lemishri la'alme de kulam eloi pligi deshoi. So the Gemara says, let's forget about all Akimtis. There's no Adim. There's Reuven, Shimon, and Rachel. Reuven says to Rachel, you're my wife. Shimon says to Rachel, you're my wife. Rachel says to both of them, you're my Avodim. I have no Shaychus to you. And that's in with this scenario, the Mishchei La'alma de Kulama Loiplik. That means she's if you get married, you don't need a get. What do you say? You say, I'm your wife, fine. You're my heaven. So I'm allowed to get married. There's no Shabbi Nafshin, there's nothing. So the way it says, Tzricha Shnei Gitten, and V'hochi Hochi Koma, Tzricha Shnei Gitten, K'dei Ligvois K'subosu Min HaChavila. Here it's saying as follows, that if she wants to be Goyve de K'sube, a Skolzman, they don't give her a get. So the whole thing is a Galechta. I mean, okay, Reuven says, you're my wife. Shimon says, you're my wife. She says, you're my avodim, a good dog, and she has no shaykhs with them. But then, all of a sudden, Reuven got very insulted. I'm not your wife, I'm your eved. He goes and gives her a get. Shimon also goes and gives her a get. So now, And so now we come over to Reuven and Shimon and say, listen, Reuven, you say she's your wife? Yeah. No, give her a ksuba. And he say, wife, give her a ksuba. This is your chavila, give her a ksuba. And Shimon also we come on. You're tying it to your chavila, give her a ksuba. So Mamela, that is pshat, that if each one decides to give a get, she doesn't need the get to get married. She gets married without them because she's makrish what they're saying. She never was married to any of them. But if they give a get, then al kaponim, she'll be able to be gave the ksuba from the chavila. Ela mishal alma de kolam balei pliga de shari. Vach achi kama tzricha shnei gitin kdei ligvais ksubasa min hachavila. And what is the chiddush? And this is a poshet a thing. Rameyari da omar metaltuli mishtabdi liksubim. Okay, this is going according to Rameyari. That's the whole chiddush over here. The chiddush is that you can be goiva a ksubim from metaltulim. And the mefoshim in garaya from this gemore. That the chilkim and Rameya hold, I mean, what? We would think that you can't be goyva from a talflum from Yoshim, a talflum, the Yasmila Mishtabdila Baltoi. Maybe Ksub is different, maybe Ksub is not different. But here we're talking about Minei. We're not talking, the both of them are alive. Both of them gave her a get. And the Chiddush is that she could man the Ksub from the Chavila. Each one says it's his Chavila, so she can man the Ksub from the Chavila, upon it. So we see from that the Chilkim Rameya holds that Ksube cannot be Nigve Minei from a Taltalim. And the Mefoshim explained, what is it different than a Baal Choyv? A Baal Choyv, the Smiches Das on the Metaltalim, because there's a Zman to pay up, so he relies on the Metaltalim. He lent the money for 30 days, and that was his Cheshbon, that if he doesn't pay up, he'll take Minei from a Glimid Al Kaspe. But when we're talking about a ksuba, this is a very vague chiyuv, if and when it will occur. In the Kerech Veis, they got married Shmeinei Esrei Lechupe, so they got married very young, and now it's only till 70 to 80 to Phil die first. So there's no smicha. So these metalfum I'll rely on. These metalfum by then, who knows what they'll be. So there's no smichas das on metalfum. So you can't be going for metalfum. Right, that the din gvir from metaltum also is totally in the smiches das of bishas, this transaction happened. And by exube, the chilkim and rameos is no smiches das of metaltum. And Ramei said no. The metaltum are yom mishubet exube. So this whole baraisa is telling us one chiddush. The mathematics is poshut already, that she came on from the chavila. The chiddush is that the metaltum mishtabdi l'ksubim. Smailus has nothing to do with the shiloh we hear till now. Let's see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, tzricha shnei gitten kdei ligvash ksubos mena chavila. Kloima. Loila ma chavila menacha sad sheyaveh liyo. The chavila is sad sheyaveh liyo. Elim kain, elim, and no one will get anything. Elim kain, nos lelo shneem get ma'atzmon. But if both of them decided to give a get, the get may be only they give a ksuba min achavila. Through these two gitten, she'll be able to be gave the ksuba min achavila. Mimon nafshech. Im shal zehu, rei mechayv lo ksuba al pit, v'chein zeh, v'choshkinim kolo shelo. And if the whole thing is hers, as a vada gibis, she's entitled. V'remei, akloim, v'kulo lo yashmeinon, what's the whole chiddush over here after this whole scenario? Al dem talte mi shtabdi le ksube. Ve ramei, dame me sech es ksube, es bishe shen hofla ne chosim. Gabi shei meres yavom. A shei meres yavom, that means there were two brothers, Reuven and Shimon. Rachel was married to Reuven. Reuven died. And she's falling le yibom to Shimon. She ksubasa al nichsei baila horishain. So the ksube is, since there's a yavom, so yeah, the ksube is that nichsei baila rishin is mishubit for her ksube. Iniach ochiv mois. What if her husband left over money? Zilkach bem karke. Buhu eichel peiret. So memela, so this mois is mishubit to her for her ksube. But since she's a shemeres yovam, so he has a schus achilas peiret and this karke. Aba alma mois mishtabdi le ksube. This is a memra of Ramei. Fine. So now, that took care of this cash. the G'dayli Achroinim, the Tumim and the Ktsois, ask Akasha and this Gemara, how could she be Goybe the Ksube? Halacha is, Tanlai Chitin Bahaydalai Besairim, is Potter Midmei Hasairim. That means that the Reuven comes over to Shimon and says, you know, you owe me a pound of Chitin. And he says, no, I don't owe you Chitin, I owe you a pound of Sairim. And so the din is that Shimon is Potter to pay the Sairim, because why didn't Reuven want the Sairim? Reuven want Chitin. So I hereby do a small din that he doesn't owe Sairim. So the din is that he doesn't have to pay anything. On the chita maybe, but he doesn't owe sairim. The sairim, he doesn't have to pay because he said das baldin. So they ask, why could she be gave the ksube? She's tining, they gave a get, now I owe you a ksube. I mean, surely she said I never got married to you. So how could she be gave a ksube? Every das baldin. That they don't know her ksube. Now she's moaning, it's my chavila, okay. She's moaning, but she's not moaning out the ksube. The ksube. They say, your chavila is up, but that's the ksube. I said, no, it's not, you don't know me out the ksube. So the Yelah Sashacha says, a beautiful teret, the Yelah Sashacha says that Tana chit moed le besoirim is two different tviyas. That means you say, he owes you chit. Fine. Now why don't you talk about seirim? Yes, seirim. Why don't you talk about Sairim? He can owe you chitim, can owe you Sairim also. Why don't you talk about Sairim? That's called a Doas Baldin. I might that you don't owe me Sairim. So finish, I might you don't owe me Sairim, so you don't have to pay Sairim. Over here, so that means Sairim is another Tviya. Sairim is another Tviya. So why did you ignore that Tviya? So that's called a Doas Baldin, that Tviya is non-existent. But if I'm moaning the whole chavila. I'm saying the whole chavila is mine. So memele, there's no haidor that the momentus is not mine. That's what he wants to say. So even though in Lomdus, there's a haidor that the sibes achiu is not the way you say, but the whole din of tonu bechitim haidloi b'sayim is only if there's no tviya on this moment. So that there's a kasha. So why aren't you moaning this money? So it's a guy, you made it that this money doesn't belong to you. But if I'm moaning the money, God, give me the money. So for this reason, you're saying from a different reason, that's not called the hidor, that the money is not mine. I'm saying the money is mine. It's my chavila. That's what they're telling you. So that's why she has a schus gvia on the ksubeh.